Welcome to Deckheads, a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome to Deckheads with your hosts, Nick and Anna. Broadcasting from the bottom of the boat, below deck.
Ooh, I'm horny.
All yacht talk all the time.
I'm having a party.
We're shoveling coal to keep this show afloat.
I love cocaine.
We're off the map in international waters.
I need some drama, me.
Hide that cocaine.
Never.
In my nose.
Just so you know, I'm in an open relationship.
Below deck.
Woo!
Below me.
What?
Deckhead.
Nick.
Yeah. Anna?
It's Anna Hosnier, your co-host.
Right. Hosnier? That doesn't ring a bell. Yes. Hi. How are you?
Okay.
Nice to meet you. What's going on?
Why would my last name not ring a bell?
I don't know you. I was pretending to know you because I thought it would be rude to just come out and say it.
I'm going to tell you one thing,
but I'm going to pretend like I know you for the next hour, I'm assuming. How long is this thing?
18 hours.
Oh, no!
Cancel your week.
Wait, no. The memory of you is coming back.
Cancel your week.
18 hours. Oh, I'm miserable. Oh, Anna Hosnier.
Oh, Jesus, I hate you. All right, guys. This is Below Deck's Mediterranean Season 3, Episode 4, baby.
Jesus, that's so many numbers and words.
It is what it is. We're stuck in a time loop where every day we record the same thing.
Mediterranean 5 just started. All right.
Yeah, last night.
I'm excited about this. This is going to be great. I'm going to watch it next year.
Yeah.
And let's get into the year 2018, baby.
Guys, we are jamming through these, though, for real.
Mm-hmm. 2018 is big. We started in like 2011.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not 2018.
Man, we were fucking kids.
Did we actually start recording the show this year? We did, didn't
yes,
we?
Yes, of course. Like the end of January.
Holy shit. Feels like
February,
10
March,
years
April,
ago.
May. That's pretty much what all we've been recording.
I'm gonna be real with you. Feels like 10 years ago we started doing this show.
Yeah, I'm be real with you. It feels like 11.
Yeah. Guys, we don't want you to think that we're not enjoying ourselves just
no,
because we're in a
couple
prison.
Of things have happened in the last few months, Anna, that I think are allowed to stress you out.
No, I don't feel stress. I'm completely stress-free.
No, nothing stresses me out less than having a 5 p.m. curfew every night.
I mean, unbelievable.
But no, it's nice to have this distraction where I can just crawl into my fucking closet and feel safe with you.
That's why you had to run to the weed shop before this, because of that 5 p.m. curfew.
Yeah, well, you don't want to be caught after 5 without weed. Then what are you going to do? Are you going to become a scofflaw? What's a scofflaw?
Wait,
a breaker of the
familiar?
Law.
Is that
familiar? A scoffer of the law. Scoff at the law.
Got it. Okay. All right, so what did we say it was? Season 3 of Mediterranean, episode 4.
Oh, hell yeah. Episode 4, baby.
Yeah.
And the next will be 5, I'm assuming.
Now, I just want to tell you, Nick,
last
that
one
this
was 3.
Episode yeah. is huge for me.
Shit, no, come on, tell me
because
the truth.
Because we have, and I don't want to build it up.
Okay, too late.
We have Persians.
Why are you're standing on your chair.
We have Persians on this. We have our first set of Persians chartering a boat on Below Deck.
Well, you, as we all know, your nickname is the Persian Mary. And
well, that's not true, but go ahead.
You're gonna usher them in. I think saying Persian is a racist, I say Iranian.
Yeah, you should continue on that. I'm going to grab
I should continue on that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You should ruin your career. Continue on that.
Yeah, no,
there's
sure.
blood coming out of my nose because of the words you chose to say.
All right, let's do it. Okay, guys. So as you all know, rugs, you know, they have certain names that you're not allowed to call people. Oriental rugs. That's, of course, not how you refer to people. Afghan rugs, that actually may be okay. This one, Persian.
I just came back on you saying Afghan rugs. Are you calling people that? Because that's racist.
I'm no. You see, as me, you can't do anything. Yeah. I'm being persecuted.
Okay. Yeah, you're the one who's persecuted.
Well, to everyone out there, I certainly apologize for that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love all people. That's why I watch Below Deck specifically. So
yeah, where there
I can
no,
see a world
no
where
people,
none of the people I love live.
Yeah, no people of color. only horrible rich people. Actually, I guess these Persians, well, no people of color working on the boat, but these Persians are technically, half of them are people of color, but they are a just a lot of fun. Would you agree?
Yes. Sorry, I was going over what I had said while you were gone and just thinking, what am I doing?
Are you about to get canceled?
What am I doing? I'm a good guy. There's no point in saying anything these days. You know, these days, in today's day and age, you really shouldn't say anything. So I'm going to shut up for the rest of the show, and I'm going to let a woman of color speak. Finally.
Yes, fine.
You
thank
got
you.
The whole show. Anything you want. I have a list of topics I've prepared for you. I'm emailing them over, and please stick to those. But I will interject with anything if it goes a little off course. Okay, but the rest of the show is yours.
Okay. This is classic white male behavior.
No, I never saw it that way, but now I get it. And you know what? I'm going to do a complete 160 on that. I guess you said that off mic, didn't you?
Said what off mic?
160.
Oh, yeah. I earlier was trying to say a complete 180, and I said 160.
So anyway, that's what happened before this recording. So
yeah.
Imagine how nervous I've been this whole intro about what Anna's going to say. And then I go and goof it up like that.
You thought I was going to like...
I don't know what that means, but yes. You know what? I'm sick of me. Let's get into it.
Okay. So we continue with Hannah running off crying after Captain Sandy tells her that the breakfast service sucked. Mm-mm-mm.
Wow. She does not cry like that very often.
I
she waved away that deckhand / stew that no one knows. And she's
yeah,
like, don't
Jamie.
Look at me.
But
I don't think
we've seen her cry like this.
We've seen her cry like at night, you know. She's like a terrible alcoholic. So it's not like she's keeping in all her emotions. She tries to kiss everyone who watches her have a drink.
I'm actually trying to think. I don't think. Yeah,
all right,
know.
Guys, we'll send in your pictures of Hannah crying.
No, I mean, like, on the job. Like, I don't think we've seen her cry like this. Like, she didn't even cry last season when they were like, we've been reading your texts with this guy. Like, she was like, okay.
Yeah, well.
Like, nothing. I don't know.
She probably did at some point. You don't know.
I guess she was just.
Your memory is shot.
Maybe she's just stressed. But yeah, Captain Sandy says it's unbelievable because the client is paying for her full attention and Hannah's crying in her cabin, but she cleans herself up and goes out to talk to the guests anyway. And the guests, they're prepping to leave that day. I guess it was just a one-night charter. And Captain Sandy says Jennifer didn't complain, the main primary, but Captain Sandy noticed how bad the breakfast service was. And if Captain Sandy notices, you're in some trouble. Trouble.
Yeah. Captain Sandy yawn.
Okay. Well, the guests leave and they don't say anything. They don't complain at all. They're just like, thank you so much. Oh my God. Bye, Sandy. And so it's tip meeting time. Hold on. Red, yellow, red leather, yellow leather, bad bud, good blood. Sorry, I forgot to do my vocal exercises before the show, so I'm kind of slipping up on my words.
Yeah, you are.
Words.
Yeah.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, you are an angel.
Okay, shut up. So, tip meeting time. Captain Sandy is not happy, and she brings up the breakfast service as if we don't know that she's about to do that. And she's like, I just think everything took too long to come out, okay, honey? Okay. And Hannah thinks she's just mad because she couldn't take the boat out in front of her friends and show her what she could do. Like, hey, guys, you want to see me wheelie this yacht? And everyone's like, woo! So, yeah, she's pretty mad she didn't get to wheelie the yacht.
Yeah. How much more impressed can I be with you? I mean, I know you're a captain. Like, I don't know what you think, what thrill I'm getting out of watching you stand in the, what do they call it? The windowsill?
The bridge?
Yeah. What do they call it? Let's start with a
W. Wheelhouse?
The wheelhouse. You just stand there like... You're not turning a wheel.
Well, yeah, I guess. I guess so. I guess all these yachts are more like...
Isn't the wheel just decorative at this point?
I don't think they even have wheels anymore.
Like, yeah, they'll have a wheel for idiots.
I think like...
I want to see the wheel! Yeah. Like, well, you can't be like, well, we don't have a wheel. They'll be like, no, we're going to crash!
It's all buttons and levers now. Yeah. It's like... I don't know. Things have progressed, but...
Anyway, Sandy Yawn is off her fucking rocker.
Yeah, so Adam says he made a good dinner last night, and Captain Sandy was proud, and then she gets mad at him for saying that, and he's annoyed because he's like, I carried that charter with my food. There were no water toys. There was nothing you could do. And he's like, and then one piece of toast negated all of that. And then she's also mad at the exterior for not having the tender off the boat like she asked them to. But you know what? They get a 12K tip for a one-night charter, which in my opinion is, that's some money.
For once, I can't believe I'm saying this. Nick Turner, but I agree with Adam.
Yeah. It was weird.
It hurts coming off my tongue.
You just burn your tongue.
Yeah, it's awful.
So,
I didn't scream like that. I screamed more manly, something like, oh, no. Ooh, but I'm going to kill it. You know?
Yeah. So, Captain Sandy asks to meet with Adam in the bridge, and he defends himself. And then he says, I don't know if he's lying at this point because I didn't understand the timeline of what went down. Hannah thinks he's lying, but he says that all the orders came late. That's why everything came out late to her. And she's like, you didn't get my omelet order or whatever it was. And he's like, no, I didn't. I got it to the last minute. And then Hannah overhears and says like, oh, he's just trying to save his own ass. I am not impressed. Fuck Adam.
Adam worked so hard and cooked so much. And these people were so awful.
No, that's the next charter.
Oh.
This one, he didn't, I mean... He cooked a bunch of desserts for them, basically.
He cooked so much, and they weren't awful, but he nailed it. He made a million dishes.
Yeah, and
we talked about how much they must have thrown away.
Yeah, we did, and he made a bunch of desserts so they could, like, they love desserts, and that's what he delivered. But Captain Sandy tells him not to take it personally when she's telling him he sucks. But anyway, everyone's cleaning the boat, and Jay Wow says he's had... Oh, this conversation. He says he's had two eyebrow rings and they got ripped out in a fight. And then Casey's like, I like scars. And then he goes on to tell like 10 different stories about how he got all these different scars on his body by like, I don't know. A lot of them seem to involve guns. Which
yeah,
I was
he
like,
shot himself
what?
Once. And he said yeah. that like with pride.
Yeah, I was like.
Oh, that's the day I shot myself.
Yeah, because he was
you're
like
an idiot.
He was chasing people off his property in Zimbabwe.
Yeah, but you know what? Casey's an idiot. So I think this just might work.
Well, Colin comes in after and goes, I got this scar from chicken pox. And I thought that was funny. He's funny.
Mm-mm.
So, yeah, everyone goes out to have a sushi dinner. And Jay Wild tells Brooke that he can drink gin and tonics and remember everything when he does.
Oh, God. Remember when you thought, like, specific liquors did specific things to you?
He still thinks that.
I'm saying, no, it's just so cute.
Yeah.
Well, actually, every time I drink 20 tequilas, I throw up in Ed's pool. So, like, that sounds like a story that happened once.
Yeah.
Anecdotal evidence.
Yeah. Well, Casey says she's aware that JWoww is flirting with both her and Brooke, but she can still see herself with JWoww regardless, which I'm like, what? How can you see yourself with this fool? How can anyone see themselves with this fool?
I don't know. He must have, like,
And half the time he's
a potion?
Negging.
Maybe he's got like a love potion
he's genuinely,
that he brought from Zimbabwe?
He's genuinely negging them half the time. When she's like, when Brooke is like, oh, I also like gin, he goes, I don't like that we like the same alcohol. And she's like, why? And I was like, you are negging her just to, like, what are you talking about? Unbelievable. And the girls are all just like, oh my God, he's so interesting. He told me I sucked.
Well, here's the thing. He doesn't like the other one.
Which one's the other one?
Brooke.
He doesn't like Brooke or he doesn't like Casey?
No, he doesn't like Brooke. He likes Casey.
No, I think he doesn't really like... Casey's an aside and he actually likes Brooke.
No. I'll bet you $100.
No, because you're a gambling addict. Okay, so I'm not gonna fall for a bet like that. You think I don't know?
That's fair.
It's like I haven't met you. All right, so you're like Michael Jordan in a way. So Adam, he keeps talking about what an excellent restaurant they're in and how the service is so good and the food comes out so warm and ready and the stews are going to kill him. So Hannah, because Adam's being annoying, is like, I have to go smoke. And then Conrad joins Hannah outside for while she like bitches about Adam lying to Captain Sandy about the breakfast fiasco. And she says that she has to pick and choose her battles with Adam because he's such a dick about a lot of things. And yeah, we learned that Casey used to play violin and JWoww seems to, I don't know, he goes
zero
back.
Chance she was any good.
Okay. JWoww keeps going back and forth on who he likes more. You don't think she was good? She was a pageant girl.
Zero chance.
But she was a pageant girl, so
she has no discipline.
Oh.
Her parents allow her to go lay down if she's feeling seasick. So she thinks it's okay to do that on a yacht. Okay, she didn't have any discipline. You need discipline to get good at violin. And also, look, of course, I'm very into violin music. And I know everybody. And I've never heard of this lady. So she is nothing in the violin world. I rarely bring up my love of violin because people say it's a big turnoff when I talk about it.
You need to.
But I refuse to be silent on this anymore.
Okay, stop. It's too much. So back outside, we learn that Conrad's parents are divorced and his real dad is a dick and they're not very close because when he was young, like 8 or 14, I forget the exact number.
Those are close.
He said one of them. Probably 8. He said his dad said that he couldn't see him as much anymore because it caused too many arguments between him and his stepmom. God, it sounds like a evil, like, stepmom Disney movie. I can't see you, my son, because I choose this weird woman over you.
Wow. Man, who do you think has more daddy issues, him or you?
Probably him, because my dad didn't leave.
Yeah, but still, you know, emotionally he did.
Okay.
Hey, do you want to talk more about it?
You've crossed a line.
Lay on the couch. Talk to me.
My dad's cool now, okay?
Well, ever since coronavirus?
No, he was cool before that. He's come a long way. Okay, enough about my father.
COVID-18?
COVID-18,
yeah. Come on, this is what the people want to hear about.
Should I just call him and we can talk to him for 45 minutes?
Yes, King.
We're not going to
do that. Can he be on our show when we get guests?
Sure, but he's not going to watch the show.
Well, that's going to be annoying.
Yeah, well, that's your problem.
We have to do a special episode with him, a post-coronavirus exclusive.
Yes, we'll do an exclusive where we just interview him and drop it as a bonus episode, and we will have to cut out most of it because he'll probably say some shit where like, oh, you can't say that anymore. Anyway.
Oh, no, that's for learning.
He's come a
long
way.
If you don't remember your past, how are you going to remember what to do to piss those people off in the future.
That's true.
You know?
Sorry,
if you don't
said
remember
so
your past, you're not
going
to be able to hate
me.
People as easily.
So, Hannah tells...
Also, sorry. No, you go.
What are you going to say?
I wasn't going to say anything. That's the rub.
Oh, okay. Okay, please never say rub. Never say that's the rub, okay?
That's the rub.
Unless you're talking about some barbecue you're making me.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah, you know, like what you put on the barbecue before you...
Yeah, what era of stand-up comedy was that?
The only era I know, which was 1942. So,
Tequila?
Was it Lenny Bruce? I don't know. Who was the stand-up back then? So, Hannah...
Lenny Bruce is the worst comedian of all time.
Okay, first of all, how could you? Because he's the only person you've ever looked up to in your life.
And I have a question.
Go ahead.
I heard that Salt and Peppa, you know, that Spinderella was the N. Did you ever hear that?
I literally have no idea what you just said to me.
Perhaps I'll have to ask someone older.
Yeah.
Back to you, Anchor.
Please talk. Only speak to older people from moving forward.
So, I will.
Speak to people.
Hello, God. Why did you do this to me?
Shit. Let's take a quick break. We are off the rails. All right. We are back. Nick, are you doing okay?
No, because God apparently is 25 years old and he lives in Beverly Hills and his dad pays for it. And my whole life is crumbling.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so, it's fine.
Hannah tells Conrad that he actually turned out to be a very amazing guy. And I think she's only saying that because she wants him to eat her out.
What do you mean turned out to be an amazing guy?
Well, I mean, he was telling
her about... He's 23 years old. He hasn't turned out yet.
Yeah,
but I would love to turn him out.
Well, she wants him to turn her out.
Hell yeah. Either way, I'm in.
He's like, my parents are divorced and my father left. And she was like, well, you're a good guy regardless. Now, do you like going down on women?
Yeah, she's like, you seem like you would be easy to groom.
Yeah. So the crew...
I'm going to do terrible things to you. I fuck every bosun. Don't think about it.
Okay, I was going to say, oh, it's mostly chefs.
Just don't think about it.
It's usually chefs.
Chefs, fine. Whatever, that's what I meant then.
But anyway, Hannah told... Oh, no, I already said that. So the crew heads back to the boat, and they go to bed, and Hannah's hanging out on the deck, and Conrad joins her, and they're flirting, and she is definitely trying to, like, pull him into, like, a little fling, even though he says he has a no-fucking-the-crew rule, but... He's like, you just got to take your time with me. I'm very slow to heat up to people. And then all of a sudden they start making out anyway. I was like, I thought you were slow. Well, whatever. So Hannah and...
Maybe he meant he's really stupid.
Mm. Well, first kiss on the boat goes to Hannah and Conrad. So I'm going to give them a little ooh la la.
Congrats, guys.
Ooh la la.
The first people to get a classic ooh la la. But, yeah, okay. It's the next day.
Yeah, great. I can't fucking wait.
So
every new day is a fucking miracle, I say. Every time I wake up, I look at the sun and I say, oh, great. Another one.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. I just need my LaCroix. It's a Mure Pepino, and it makes me feel better.
Good, good. Yeah, get your Pepino.
It's blackberry cucumber for those who are not initiated.
Yummy, yummy. So Casey is concerned because they're leaving the dock, and she doesn't want to get seasick again because she knows she'll be fired for not being able to do the job. And JWoww is flirting with Casey, and Brooke is concerned because she likes him, but she did tell him not to flirt with her, even though she only half meant it. But she still said it, so she has to deal with it. Hannah is annoyed that Casey put her delicates in the dryer and thinks Casey fucks everything up. So Casey is now on Hannah's shit list.
Oh, now.
So she's going to get a...
She's wanting to drop her from the minute she saw her.
She got a... a wrong buzzer for being on Hannah's shit list.
Yeah, a wrong buzzer. Okay. I've never heard one of those in person because I only heard ding, 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 ding.
I know, but notice how you've been getting them less and less. It's time to look inside.
No, I mean when I won the car on The Price is Right.
Oh, okay. So, there's
still haven't gotten it, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, I remember you telling me that.
Yeah, anyway.
Are you still in contact with them?
Yeah, they don't like to. I do not get written back very often. No.
Cool.
I'm going to sue them. Although I looked at the contract and it said, you know, it's like they should get you your prize within 90 days. But if they don't, they can take longer. That's like how it's written in the contract. Like,
that's okay. Not a thing. That's not a great way to write a contract.
No, it's not. But if I didn't sign it, they wouldn't have given me the car.
Yeah, that's true. Well, it's the next charter meeting with Captain Sandy, Adam, Hannah, and Conrad. And the next guest is Honey Sarshar.
Boo-boo.
Honey Boo-boo Sarshar. Did you get her likes and dislikes?
I think you know that I did.
Okay, let's hear them.
All right. Honey, Sarshar. Sarshar, honey, Okay, Honey Sarshar is chartering this yacht to celebrate her birthday with her closest family and friends. When it comes to her preferences while on... she prefers to meet with the chef in person. She is glatt kosher, so it's very important to her that food and beverages reflect that. She 8 guests in total. That's about it. That's about all I got. Okay. All right. That's it. All right. There is no more. Okay. I don't have any more.
Well,
you gotta go.
What?
You have to go.
Where?
On with the show.
Oh.
On with the show.
So, yeah, they're celebrating her birthday. She's glatt kosher. Adam says that kosher means super expensive, and she wants a Great Gatsby-themed party. Yeah. And then they want 1942 tequila, baby.
It's back.
Our old friend 1942 tequila makes a grand entrance. Well, not yet. But
re-entrance. Now, as we all know, 1942 makes people go crazy. If you ever have it even once, then you'll never want anything else. And if you're given something else, you'll act like a piece of shit.
Yeah. It really does make people act poorly. So they're going to get a slide as a water toy, I guess, brought to the boat. And Conrad knows a slide is a pain in the ass, but he's never had to use or set up one because usually on private boats, it's older people and they don't like play with slides, I guess. I don't know. But yeah. So this is gonna be
Rob Reiner doesn't want to fucking slide around.
No. But Carl does.
Yeah. Carl is still very into water sports. He loves it. He loves getting pissed on by Mel Brooks.
Yeah. So Adam is calling around to find kosher meat, and Conrad runs out to get the slide, and I guess that means JWoww's annoying ass is in charge. And Jamie, so this is unclear if Jamie had an actual break.
Wouldn't that be great if it was just JWoww's ass that was in charge? Like JWoww was not in charge.
He's like, my ass?
He's like, oh, come on, my ass. I already claimed it.
So, Jamie, I don't know, this was unclear if she was on a break or if she was just taking the opportunity, but she's like, I'm going to take a quick nap, and she sets an alarm. While she's napping, JWoww and Colin are cleaning, and I guess she sleeps through her alarm, like 15 minutes past her alarm, and then gets up because she overslept and goes out to the deck, and JWoww calls her out because he says, she says, I had a break. So I decided to take a nap, but I overslept. And JWoww calls her out. It's like, well, we were working the whole time while you had your break. And then she's like, okay. And he's like, you don't have to have an attitude. And she's like, I don't have an attitude problem. And she's basically not impressed. by him, by JWoww.
You don't have to have an attitude problem to hate JWoww.
No, it's not hard at all. And he's like, when Conrad's off the boat, I need to know exactly where you are. And she's like, okay, and like stalks off. And then she goes to the dock to call her mom and starts crying. And back on the boat, Brooke is like researching the Great Gatsby to do the theme party for the guests. And she says, I'm a hopeless romantic because my grandparents' relationship. And Hannah finds Jamie on the dock crying and comes over and sits next to her to comfort her. And she tells him how shitty JWoww was being to her. And Hannah says that Jamie's great and she saved her ass when they needed another hand in the interior when Casey was sick. And we learn that Jamie's mom works in her dad's mechanic shops, and she'll tell the workers one problem that they have, but they'll go and ask her dad what the problem really is, because everyone hates women. And she says that her mom has really taught her to stand up for herself because of that experience.
Hey, so, I have a question.
Go ahead.
If Jao is JWoww, and I think that's a pretty good, he's the JWoww of the group. If he's JWoww, then what Jersey Shore members are the rest of the cast? I'll start.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who is who spits hot fire.
That's Pauly D.
That's Pauly D.
Yeah.
That guy's the musician, of course. Now you go.
I would say Adam is the situation.
Wait, which one's Adam?
The chef.
Oh, right. Adam is definitely the situation.
He's just an idiot.
Yeah. He's on another level.
Yeah.
Okay, so then
I would say Brooke is like Sammy.
Vinny is that 23-year-old. The bosun.
Yeah, yeah.
Vinny's the bosun for sure.
And Sammy, who, you know, R.I.P. Sammy, she's no longer on the show.
R.I.P. Sammy.
She would be Brooke.
Sammy is Brooke? I would give Sammy more credit, I think.
Well.
But I think they're all Casey. Yes, all of the women are Casey.
And I would say
Hannah is Danny, the guy who owns the t-shirt store.
Who would Snooki be?
I guess that would be Captain Sandy.
this is out of control.
Snooki and Dina would be the two guys that aren't on the show.
Who is no. Oh.
I don't know who they are.
Like
this
the
season.
First Dimitro and
yeah, they're like, look,
else,
guys,
Marco?
They can't really work.
Yeah.
So they're just going to be off to the side. Dimitro, Elliot, and Marco. There yeah, that's go. Angelina, Dina, and Snooki.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry, I just had
Which
to
one
know.
Would be Ronnie? Ron.
Oh, fuck, Ronnie. I don't know who's left.
Casey?
Ronnie is on this charter.
Ronnie's the get. Ronnie is Honey Sarsar.
Ronnie is this current nightmare. Yeah. That's him and his wife or his baby mama. I don't know.
All right, let's get back to this. So Hannah tells Conrad what happened between JWoww and Jamie, and Conrad is not impressed. And Adam is stressed out by all the kosher food coming on the boat, and he says that it can go any way with the guests because they can come on and be like, no, there can't be any meat on this boat. Like another guest he had once who made him throw away over 2K of kosher meat.
Why would he throw it away? There's nothing. Every time
because
they do
he said the guests,
a wide shot, we see 1,000 boats. Like, give it to somebody else.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I guess the guest in his last experience was like, there can't be any meat on this boat. So he had to throw away a bunch of meat. But
yeah, that sounds like something you definitely put on your preference sheet.
Yeah. So Conrad pulls Jamie and JWoww aside to find out what happened. And JWoww tells him his side. And Conrad tells him not to scold Jamie because there's a hierarchy and Conrad can do the scolding. And JWoww's like, well, if there's a hierarchy, then like, what am I supposed to be in charge of? And I don't know. It's like, I don't care, JWoww. I just don't care. Just don't care. Just don't care. Just don't care. Just don't
yeah,
care.
No, that's gets more evident every time I hear it.
So Brooke is walking around being a romantic, and Hannah tells her that Conrad kissed her, and they get all excited. And Hannah says, it's not a normal situation where you could date and then bang on like the third date. You just have to like casually hang out on a boat and work together.
Mm-hmm.
I can see you have a lot of thoughts on that.
I have none. Please move on.
Okay, so the deckhands are working on bringing the slide on board, and Captain Sandy is happy to see them, and she says, teamwork makes the dream work. And Brooke is working on planning the Great Gatsby party, and she says she thinks Adam is very cute. And she totally has a thing for chefs because they're really passionate, and that her ex was a chef. And I was like, oh boy. Oof. The guests are arriving. The guests are Honey Sarsar and a bunch. There's like Honey Sarsar and then like two other Persians and then some white people and then some, I don't know. It's a mix of people, but there's definitely Persians on board. And
Persians everywhere.
Well, the guests immediately want tequila shots. And I guess there's two different types of 1942. And the 1942 that they wanted is like the long skinny bottle instead of like the Don Julio one that Hannah got them. And so they're like, ooh, no, that's not the one we wanted. And Hannah's like, okay, well, we have this one. Drink it and I'll get you the other one. And then they're like, ooh, we want it chilled. So everyone's running around to take care of getting them chilled tequila. But then they're also standing around being like, well, who's going to give us a tour? And so Hannah comes back with the chilled tequila and is like, here you go. And then gives them a tour. And then the guests want to talk to, or Honey wants to talk to Adam because she's nervous about the food situation because it has to be kosher. And then she explains to Adam, Honey does, she says, when she has chicken or meat, she can't have dairy for 3 hours, but no one else is kosher on the boat. One guy's vegan. And then Adam's like, okay, well, you know, they can have a salad and you can have a mac and cheese. And she's like, well, why can't I have a salad? Please don't make me look fat. And Adam's like, okay.
It is a very weird substitute. Like, oh, we're going to have a light salad, but for the vegan, we're going to have the heaviest dish in human history.
Yeah. I mean,
okay. Sorry,
she's
spoke.
Not the vegan. She's the kosher.
Yeah, well, whatever. The kosher. Come on, don't do this to me.
All right. Well, Hannah keeps asking Casey to come clean up the champagne from the bar area, and Casey's being really slow, and Hannah is annoyed by it. And Casey says the seasickness medication makes her a zombie, so it makes it tough keeping up with everything. And Hannah's trying to get the tequila they want, and the guests are waiting for service. They keep being like, well, who's going to serve us? Like, who's going to serve us? Like, what's going on? I'm hungry. And then JWoww's telling Casey to eat some bread to help her with her seasickness. And she's starting to get a few symptoms of feeling like a headache, but she's trying to get ahead of it all by taking her meds and drinking water and eating slices of bread. Oh, God. To be
not
young
gonna work.
And, to be young and to be able to eat bread again.
Could you imagine? Mm. Remember sometimes you would come home from school and you would have stopped off at Subway and you got a party sub, right? And you would bring that home and it'd be like 3:30 p.m. and you would just work on that party sub all night until you go to bed. Do you remember that?
No, I never did that.
No, I didn't. Either.
Okay, sounds like you slept with a sandwich.
No, I would finish it.
Okay.
Before bed.
You ever fuck it?
I really don't want to talk about
okay.
it anymore.
All right, you fucked the Subway sandwich.
I was a kid. I fucked everything.
Couch cushions?
Come on, man. You're talking about my first girlfriend.
Your parents' couch. My parents' sectional. All right. So Colin is scared of the yacht anchor because he says it's a lot heavier and more expensive than a ferry anchor, and it can cause a lot more damage. But they drop it fine. It's like, you didn't need to be scared, bro.
Yeah.
Okay. So the guests are sitting down for dinner and they say tequila only, no wine. They sit down for lunch and they're giving Hannah the runaround. And they're being like, Hannah's like, oh, it's going to be Chinese chicken salad for lunch. And the guests are like, but we're not Chinese. And Hannah's like, okay.
And then that's a very funny and cool thing to say.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck is going on? And then one's like, well, what about me? I'm vegan. She goes, you're having the salad without the chicken. And he's like, okay.
That doesn't sound great.
And then in Farsi, one of the guests says, I don't want salad. And I was like, Jesus Christ.
And you were able to decipher that because you know Farsi.
Yes, I heard it. Well, yeah. They speak Jewish Persians.
Jurgens?
Sure, Jurgens. I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, Jerseyans.
Yeah, they can either speak Hebrew or Farsi. But in this case, he did say, I never wanted salad in Farsi, but whatever.
Well, as we all know, we celebrate diversity here on Deckheads.
Yes, we do. And it's the first time you get to see my people be monsters. Because low-key, I was like, yeah, this seems about right.
Well, you're welcome.
I was like, oh, God.
Now it's your turn.
They're deeply unhappy regardless of everything that they are offered. Yeah, that sounds about right. No offense, guys. I love my community. But sometimes, woo, can we be demanding? And by that, I just mean rich Iranians. Most Persians aren't that
way.
But like,
you know who
certain rich Iranians, oh, my God. They can be real demanding. I've seen it.
Ahmadinejad.
God, what a bad take. What a bad take. Why would you say you love Ahmadinejad? Literally the worst Iranian president. Like, truly denied. He denied the Holocaust happened.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I thought he had some good stuff to say. Yeah.
He rigged an election and then denied the Holocaust happened. Okay. I'll just.
Okay. Well.
So bad take,
not,
Nick.
I guess it's not important now that I was joking.
Yeah, okay.
I can see how mad you are.
You piece of shit.
What if I was really a stand-in?
Yeah, I know. I'd be like, oh boy, this is God. And that is why you always check people's backgrounds. Before
it's not in line with my politics, but I just, that one guy, I can't shake it.
He's
likable.
So let's take a quick break, and we're going to have another discussion at the break about your
behavior.
No,
we're not.
Yes,
we never have discussions. You always say we will.
Nick, BRB.
Okay.
And we're back. I really.
So now do you see
Nick.
What you did wrong?
No. Do you see what you did wrong?
Do you see what you did wrong?
Okay, let's finish this episode.
Let's just see what you did wrong.
Some of the guests say they like the salad. Some of the guests say they've had better Chinese chicken salad. I don't know. But they're
not Chinese.
Yeah.
How would they know?
They still want more food because they're so hungry. But apparently Adam had only planned on giving them the salad for lunch. But Adam comes up to check on them and he says he has more food for them if they want. And they're like, yes, bring us more food. And Hannah is struggling to keep up with all the food every Persian can eat. And even Adam doesn't know who wants what anymore. Because she brings up some pasta and one's like, well, can I eat that? Like the kosher girl or honey who's kosher. And then the vegan's like, well, where's mine? Because there's meat in it. And so like. It's just a mess. And Adam says...
One lady was like, I don't eat shellfish. I only eat lobster and shrimp.
Yeah. Adam says he needs Hannah to step it up and deal with the guests because that is her department and she needs to be like guiding them more, like manipulating them. Like Kate does. Kate manipulates.
Manipulate.
Manipulate. So the deck crew is putting out the slide and... I mean, hey, you tried, and that's what matters.
I didn't even get close.
Well, you tried.
It's your flipping nip. Wait, what was I saying in the first place?
Manipulate Kate, or Kate's
manipulator. Manipulate. It's your flipping nippy Kate. Yeah, it's not fun. I'm sorry I wasted everyone's time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, the cops just pulled up.
Oh, God, not again.
The front yard. They drove on the front yard.
Ooh.
My rhododendrons.
My Jacintias. What are those?
I don't know.
I don't know. The deck crew is putting out the slide and it's really loud. And JWoww takes the opportunity to bring up that he knows more about slides than Conrad because he worked on private boats. And we get it, JWoww. No one cares. Hannah can't deal with how slow Casey is still going, even though she feels better. And Captain Sandy wants to support Adam, so they're going over the preference sheets with one of the guests so they can confirm everything they want for dinner. But as soon as Captain Sandy walks away, the guests ask for like 100 different things to have for dinner. And Adam's like, great, I'm fucked. I'm so fucked. Yeah, so the guests are playing with the water toys and Conrad runs ashore to grab provisions for the birthday dinner and the tequila 1942. And the guests, so Conrad comes back. And the guests are so fucking happy for the tequila. The 1942 tequila. Like they are ecstatic. So Brooke is setting up the party, birthday party area, dinner area. And Adam is stressing out making everyone dinner because they all eat different stuff. And he's like, oh, I got to do this. And then I got to do that. No, okay, this has to cook for this. Okay, this can't, this has to be kosher. And you see, he's Adam at this point, ticking time bomb.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I don't see that.
Really?
I feel like he was a ticking time bomb last season.
Really?
But this season, I don't think he's going to get there because there's no love involved.
Well, I guess we'll find out. I just think him and Hannah's working relationship may bamboozle.
You know what I want to see more than anything in the world?
What?
Conrad. Hannah. Adam.
Threesome?
Casey.
Oh.
Brooke. JWoww. Is there someone named David?
Colin.
Colin.
Could easily been a David, though.
Yeah. Anyway, get together and fuck.
Okay. You want a giant orgy with the crew. Okay.
Yes. Is that so bad that one of these shows is just secretly staffed with porn stars?
No.
So that would be so bad that after they did a season, they're like, now here's the porno.
Now here's the porno.
I mean, we've had at least one porn star on this show.
Oh, yeah. Dave.
Yeah. Horsecock.
Horsecock. So Hannah says she's attracted to Conrad because he's different from her exes and she's tired of dating emotionally unavailable men. Huh.
Ooh, honey, pass them on over here.
And she's like, I'm going to try dating a nice guy. And I was like, why are you dating so many emotionally unavailable men, dude?
Why are you dating so many people? Just like work for once.
Well, she is. Kind of. So the guests delay their dinner to 9:30 p.m. and Adam is annoyed by it. And Captain Sandy's like, okay, well, I'm just going to order pizza for the crew dinner so Adam can like focus on the guests' dinner. And Colin says he has a crush on Brooke because she is a sweetheart. And they're joking around in his room while she scrolls through his phone photos.
But apparently they've been ordering pizza like every night.
Have they?
Because this happens every night. Yeah. When they order the pizza, like, oh, we're ordering pizza again. Everyone, as the like word goes through the boat, everyone's like, oh, pizza. Oh. So sick of pizza.
Well, I guess Adam hasn't been cooking enough for them. Who knows?
Yeah, well, it's just Sandy's so nervous because, like, her, you know, tiny vagina friend is here. And then, you know, Persians. She's like, we finally got Persians.
Well,
that was you.
I think the idea was that Adam would be able to serve the dinner quickly and then make the crew dinner. But because they kept pushing dinner back, Adam wouldn't be able to work on the crew dinner.
Yes, right. Yes, there's always an excuse.
Yeah.
And this is today's.
So Hannah says she thinks she needs to give Casey an Adderall with her seasickness medication so she can get her moving quickly because she'd be like, we need to do this, this, and this. And Casey's like, okay, got it. I'm on my way to do that now. I've started moving one foot in front of the other. I'm on my way. That's like the vibe. She really is like, got it. Like every time Hannah says something to her, like I would strangle her. I'd be like, you need to
poop. Washing a dish. Now I'm washing the other side of the dish.
Yeah, I can see Hannah's frustrations there. But Adam starts plating and the guests are still in their rooms getting ready. And he gets very annoyed because he's like, I shouldn't be plating until they're at the table. And Hannah's talking to Brooke and saying that she should have married for money when she was young instead of working on yachts. And I was like, yeah, honey, you should have. But anyway, the guests are an hour and a half late to dinner and Adam is starting to lose it. And even Hannah's being like, okay, what the fuck? Come to the table. We're waiting for you. Because they're taking 80 minutes to get ready for maybe a 30-minute dinner, it feels like.
Yeah, well, you got to look good when everyone hates you.
That's the end of the episode.
Oh my God. That's incredible.
All right.
Hey, do you want a boat fact or something?
Yeah, let's hear some boat facts with Nikki T's.
Okay. Hey, you know the Miami Marlins?
Yes, vaguely.
They're the only baseball team that has a nautical bent.
Because they have the...
Unless you can think of another one. Can you?
What's a nautical bent mean?
Oh, just like having something to do with the water.
Okay, is it because they have that like, what is the needle nose?
Yeah.
Is that a marlin? Okay.
Yeah. Can you think of another baseball team that has a nautical bent?
The Chicago Yachts. No, I'm just joking. I know that there's two different teams in Chicago, and I'm sorry to please do not show up in my mentions. Cubs, White Sox,
Yeah. You got any?
No, I don't know what else.
What about the Tampa Bay Rays?
That's a thing? I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, so it sounds Tampa like a Bay.
Oh, well, I was thinking
they used to be the Devil Rays.
So but, it's a lot of Florida teams have nautical.
Yeah. Devil. Also, Seattle Mariners.
Oh.
You can't forget them. And
I honestly don't know baseball as well.
Yeah. Well, that's boat facts. Today, I'm sorry, it was not good. but I don't give a fuck. You know who else? All right, there's another one.
Oh,
yeah.
The Louisiana Po' Boys.
Close. The Pittsburgh Pirates. Yeah, you like that?
I love that.
You love it, yeah.
Yeah, no, I fucking love it.
That's it. That's today's boat facts, and it's a good one. Good night, Anna.
Thanks, Nick. All right, guys. You can follow us at Deckheads Pod on Instagram and Twitter. You can email us at deckheadspod@gmail.com. I'm at Anna Hosnier on Twitter. Nick is at Nick's Turners on everything. Check out his Patreon. Hey, guys, we have merch on TeePublic for our show. Go check it out. There's links in our bios. Go check it out. Links in our show bios. Or you can just Google Deckheads Podcast on TeePublic. And also, give us a 5-star review. Please, we're biggeth of you. If you have been listening to the show and enjoying the shit out of it, leave a 5-star review. And then something you can do is, if you know a thing or two about boats, leave a boat fact for Nick. Because clearly... You either do that or he tells us about baseball teams with nautical names. All right, guys. Thanks so much for listening. I'm not trying to shade you, Nick. I love that boat fact today. Okay. Bye, guys.
Deckheads is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.